A Nashville instrument maker has spent millions of dollars over the course of a decade trying to perfect a self-tuning guitar. It wasn't until this year, however, that Gibson, the brand behind the iconic Les Paul, started making automatic tuners a standard feature on most of its electric guitars. That's the sound of a guitar tuning itself. With the press of a button, tiny motors twist the tuning pegs, and within seconds, the guitar is ready to play. The tuner is a small black box tucked out of sight on the back of the headstock.
You know, people see it and they're kind of taken aback at first.
Craig Anderton is a longtime musician turned executive vice president for Gibson. He remembers showing off the device to a longtime guitar tech in Santa Fe.
So I hand him the guitar and I say, well, what's this? I said, well, that's an automatic tuning thing. And I push the button and I strum the strings. He washes it and he goes, I can die now. I think I'm in heaven.
Anderton says while there's a common perception that a self-tuning guitar is only meant for beginners, he notes that it can save valuable time for even experienced musicians, whether they're in the studio or on stage.
All that really matters is once you try it, you can't help but get addicted to it.
But many musicians who've tried the automatic tuning guitars say they don't like them at all. Many of the pros that shop at Corner Music in Nashville are flat out rejecting the 2015 Gibsons. Why? They say the automatic tuning system can be fast, but it can also be unreliable. And then there's George Grun at Grun Guitars, who's been in the business for more than a half century. He says he's also tried out the new Gibson models.
My personal opinion is that this is going to be a very hard sale, and I have not yet met anyone who claims to be having success with them.
Grun's store sells mainly vintage guitars, and he calls the 1959 Sunburst Gibson Les Paul perfect. But despite his affinity for old guitars, Grun says he's not anti-technology. He pulls an iPhone out of his pocket, sets it on the table, and plucks at a nylon string classical.
Anybody who can't learn to tune a guitar with a tuner app on their telephone isn't going to learn how to play guitar. This is just a non-problem.
And that ain't broke, don't fix it line of thought is shared by a lot of musicians. In order to give the tuner more accuracy, Gibson made alterations to the guitar's timeless design, like a slightly wider neck. And then there's the price, up by 30% in some cases, although the company says the new technology accounts for only a small portion of that increase. Despite the critics, Gibson is pushing ahead with automatic tuning. First, it was the electric guitars made in Nashville. Acoustics are next. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.